Hello world and welcome back. This is Carrie Go by Cutica Health with your host Aman. Today we're looking at the topic, can poor oral hygiene cause heart disease? Can poor oral hygiene cause heart disease? Our first question for today, how does oral infection cause a heart disorder? Now, poor oral hygiene can result from inadequate or improper toothbrushing. This will lead to the accumulation of plaque, the white or yellowish substance that you see when you scrape the tooth surface. Now, dental plaque is the habitat for hundreds of bacteria that have the potential to cause infection. Plaque that remains on teeth over time tends to cause infection of the gums. Ignorance of oral hygiene will further lead to the progression of infection that will worsen the health of your gums. Now, what are some common signs of gum diseases? Number one, bleeding gums. Number two, dull pain or swelling in the gums. Number three, bad breath. And number four, loose tooth. Take note, disease-causing bacteria can travel from the gums to other parts of the body through circulating blood. In some cases, the bacteria travels to the heart and settles on the heart valves. Once it's on a heart valve, bacteria grow and cause an illness called endocarditis. Now, because blood from the heart reaches every part of the body, bacteria in the heart can be carried to different parts of the body. In some cases, the bacteria can be carried to the brain and cause a stroke. Other persons with infected heart valves develop bacterial infection with pus collection, also known as abscesses, in places like the liver, lungs, joints, and spine. Our next question, who is at risk for heart valve infection? So some persons are born with heart valves that makes it easier for bacteria to take hold. The presence of an artificial material, such as an artificial heart valve, also facilitates accumulation and growth of bacteria in that area. Next question, what is the treatment? The treatment of heart diseases is complex, and in cases where there is an infection of the valve, the life of the individual is at a great risk. Treatment of heart valve infection involves administration of high doses of antibiotics intravenously for several weeks. Some people require surgery to remove the infected heart valve. As such, prevention is the key, and this starts with good dental health. And onto the prevention of gum diseases. Now, maintaining optimal oral hygiene with toothbrushing and other oral hygiene aids will avoid the occurrence of gum diseases. The American Dental Association recommends the following. Number one, brush twice daily for 2 minutes with fluoride toothpaste. Number two, clean the space between your teeth with floss or interdental brushes as recommended by your dentist. Number three, visit your dentist regularly to prevent oral diseases. Number four, maintain a healthy and balanced diet with less sugar intake. Number five, use mouthwashes as recommended by your dentist. Now, those who have artificial heart valves need to take an antibiotic before certain dental procedures, for example, prophylaxis, to prevent infection of the artificial heart valve. So what's my take-home message for you today? Oral hygiene is ignored by many individuals. Now, because poor oral hygiene can lead to heart valve infection, it is essential to adopt good oral hygiene practices to maintain a healthy oral cavity. So never ignore oral problems and visit your dentist whenever necessary. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you. Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is cuticahealth.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carrie Go by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carrie Go by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.